Hey, it's Crystal from Lehigh Valley with Love. We're here at Lake Nockamixon State Park checking out the L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Program to get outside and try something new. Let's get to it.
Yeah. I don't even need, why am I taking video? Valley's got me covered. You getting good stuff? Look at you go. How are you guys? Hello, Lindsay. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for coming out. We're so glad to have you guys here. I'm Lindsay Johnson. I'm the program coordinator for our outdoor discovery programs with L.L. Bean. Our location is here at Nockamixon State Park. We're based out of our store in Saucon Valley at the Promenade Centers. I've been here for 2 years. This is the start of my third season. It's a great, great place to be. I get to plan all of our programs. I get to get the public out and get excited about being outside.
And a lot of people, I mean, we all know Lake Nockamixon, I have trouble saying it, and we're gonna hear that many times. We all know Lake Nockamixon, but maybe we're not as familiar with the programs that are going on here. I mean, we're in front of the archery one behind us. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys offer and what that means to a family like myself? We're walking in here today. What are some of the things that we're gonna be able to do?
We offer a ton of different programs at our location. Here at the park, we offer archery, stand-up paddle boarding, kayaking. We run map and compass classes, guided hikes, and we do a lot of custom programs as well, so we can do anything that you're interested in. Down at the store, we also offer fly casting as well.
And do you find, I mean, it's, you know, some people, they grew up in the woods, and they're, you know, they grew up there. They're like my daughter, you know, over there in the puddle, having a great time. And for some people, they honestly, they might be like, hey, I've never even tried archery before. Do you cater to beginners?
Yeah, absolutely. We love beginners. Our discovery courses are kind of our main classes that we offer. Those are 90-minute courses. You get safety instructions about the activity that you're doing. We give you instructions on whether it's paddling, how to hold the paddle, mm-hmm. how to do different strokes that you'll need on the water. And then we get to try it out for fun. So those are just basically catered for beginners.
Right.
We do go up in skill level with a couple other courses as well.
So is it something where, you know, as a family, I would come for one day, or would I come, you know, on multiple different occasions as I go up in level? How does that work out?
You can do it either way. If you just want to come out and hang with us for one day, you could do multiple activities in one day, start at archery, head down to the lake for a nice paddle after that. You could take our paddling classes, and maybe you fell in love with it and want to learn more. We offer classes on how to do rescues. We offer classes on sea kayaking and different activities.
So you go even like if you want to get even more like sea kayaking. When does the season begin and when does it end?
So our on-land program, so archery and fly casting, we start that about mid-April. Okay. So we've been going for archery for a couple weeks now. Our paddling starts mid-May towards the end of May. So we kick off kayaking on the 17th, and then Memorial Day weekend, we're open for stand-up paddleboarding.
And I would imagine that the stand-up paddleboarding and kayaking are really popular because it's hard to like, how do you test drive one of those? You don't go to, you know, wherever you're purchasing one, and they're generally not on the water. They have something like that. So it's also an opportunity for people to, oh my God, I'm going to hate saying this, but put their toe in the water to try some of these things out. Is that where you find a lot of people doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. We get tons of people who maybe have never tried it, but they've, you know, seen videos of it and they think that it might be for them. We welcome everybody at our outdoor discovery programs. The outdoors is really for everyone, mm-hmm. whether you haven't even been to a lake before. We want you to come out and we want to give you that best first experience you could have.
And what about those with disabilities? You know, how do you accommodate?
We are definitely able to accommodate for a lot of folks who have disabilities down at our boat launch. We have access to an ADA ramp that was put in by the state park. So we're able to get folks on the water, maybe if they think that, you know, kayaking might not have ever been a possibility for
them.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Let's talk about the location a little bit. You know, Lake Nockamixon is amazing. We're so lucky to have it. Talk about the space. You know, why do you love it personally?
So the park covers about 1,500 square acres, which so we have tons of place to play around. The lake is 7 miles long, believe it or not. Yeah. So lots of space to paddle. I think once you come to Nockamixon for the first time, you can really tell why we want to be here. Yeah. It's a beautiful setting, whether you're in the woods, on the water, there's tons to do for everybody.
We haven't talked about any of our instructors yet. We're going to meet some of them, which I'm really looking forward to. But could you talk a little bit about them for, you know, people who are obviously going to be interested in who's teaching them how to shoot a bow and arrow or, you know, how to get on the water? Talk about your instructors a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Our instructors are fantastic. We love all of them. They are so knowledgeable. They're kind and patient. And I think my favorite thing about our instructors that sets them apart is the passion that they have for what they do. Really, you know, you can teach someone to do anything, but to inspire someone to continue that journey and want to learn more, having that passion that our instructors have and passing that along to others is just really great.
You've been here for 2 summers, you're going into your third. But are there any, like, I don't know, special memories that you've had in your first 2 years here that stick out to you or moments that you're just like, I love what I do.
Yeah, I think some of my favorite moments kind of all come from our Boys and Girls Club programs are really the most rewarding that we do. Sometimes these kids just haven't ever had access to do some of these outdoor activities. At the beginning, they're a little scared. They've never been in a lake. They are afraid of maybe tipping over and don't want to get in the kayak. But at the end, they have the biggest smiles on their faces and they're leaving with, you know, an appreciation for nature.
And we talked about families, you just talked a little bit about, you know, a group. Mm-hmm. What about my private group or organizations like that? Can you cater to them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We love custom programs. They are some of my favorite because we really get to customize those to that individual group.
You're not just walking up. I mean, not that that's bad, but right. You kind of have a little bit of a plan ahead of time, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. And we get everything from Girl Scout groups. We get large teams from corporations that want to come do team building for them. We have, I've had bachelor parties come out.
And I know as I stick a camera in your face and I'm holding a cell phone and we just like shot a drone and we have all these action cameras, but really it's like coming out to disconnect.
Yes.
So it's kind of the irony in me as I'm doing that. But truthfully, I think for some people, they don't get that as often as they should. Is there anything that people might not know about that you're like, I wish people knew more about this particular thing?
I wish that people knew more about our more unique programs that we offer. We don't just teach you how to kayak and that's it.
Right.
We'll take you on tours to go guided birding with some of our birding experts on our team. We'll take you out to watch the moonrise on the lake for the full moon at the perfect spot. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll teach you those more advanced skills in those more unique classes.
And we haven't even, we barely talked about your promenade shop location.
We love our store. A lot of our instructors work at the store as well. So they're super knowledgeable about, you know, if you're looking for a bow after a program, they're able to tell you what we have in stock.
What are the ways that people can connect with the program?
So on our website, llbeanoutdoors.com, we have all of our programs listed. You can view a calendar of it. You can just select the certain activity that you're looking for. We also are very active on our local store's Facebook page as well.
Thank you so much for having us here. We're just getting started. We're gonna have a great day, great weather, but we're excited to be here. Thank you guys so much again for having us.
Absolutely, we're excited for a fun day.
All right.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
My name is Delana, and I am a third year archery instructor here at LL Bean. I teach the intro to archery class here at Nockamixon.
And today, my wife and daughter are going to learn how to shoot some bow and arrows.
So staying safe in the outdoors is LL Bean's most important thing that we like to go over. Safety is a shared responsibility for us and you. So eye protection must always be worn along with arm protection. We also have range rules. So we are the range masters today, me and Sarah. The direction of the arrows is always going to be downrange, which is down towards the target. Then uprange is where we're going to be standing. We have the orange lines on the ground. We have our shooting line. And then we also have our safety line, which is the one closest to us. When you are not shooting, you're going to be behind that safety line. Also, when you're going down, you never want to go down behind the targets. And you never want to go downrange without the command as well. So if you lose any arrows down there that go behind the target or in between, don't go searching for them. We call them Sasquatch's stash, and he gets to build some fancy creative thing back there that maybe one day we'll find. The number one most important thing is you never want to knock an arrow, which means you never want to put your arrow into your bow until you are given the command to and everything is clear and safe to shoot. We got to do eye test first. You're going to go ahead and you're going to make a tiny little hole between your hands like this, about the size of a dime. And then you're going to look at me. So you're going to put your hands all the way out. You're going to look through that hole, focus on me, and then just slowly bring it towards your face. So we are opposite. No, we are the same.
Oh, is that to figure out which eye?
Yep.
Interesting.
We're going to make sure we have the right size for you, okay? So we're going to find that little like crick in your neck. So we're going to put the nock of the arrow right there. And we're just going to reach out. And I just want you to kind of pinch it there so I can see how much space is left, okay? Can you try that for me? Perfect. All right. So that's a good arrow for you then, okay?
Perfect.
So what we're looking for is we want to make sure that when she reaches out this way, that it's slightly longer.
Okay.
So that way when she pulls the string back on the bow, it stays on and it's long enough to release and go down range. The arrow is going to fall. If it's too short, the arrow is going to come off of the bow.
Your downrange foot, you want to bring across the line, bring out shoulder width apart.
Okay.
You want to turn those toes 45 degree angles. And then if it's comfortable or where your uprange foot is, you can either leave it there or you can kind of bring it out a tiny bit, whatever is most comfortable for you. We're going to show you archer's T is where you kind of bring that arrow, the bow straight out.
Okay.
And you want to bring your right hand, your uprange hand straight out. So that's kind of your starting point. So what you'll do is you'll slide that right hand. You're gonna bring it straight around. You're gonna put your two fingers on that bottom, and that's where your starting point will be. You'll anchor your fingers at the corner of your mouth, and that'll be your resting place. Try and make it a natural, like, relax instead of a poing, let it go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Do we wanna put a camera over there?
All right.
I don't know if that's a risk I'm willing to take. No. When you grab your arrow, it's like you have a drink in your hand, you dump your drink out,
okay.
And then you grab your arrow underneath the fletchings here.
Okay.
Then you bring it up and over your bow, and that odd colored fletching is going to go towards you.
Okay.
So you're going to spin it the opposite way.
Okay.
And you kind of just balance it in there, lightly grip it like you're holding an egg.
Okay.
All right, so you get your archer's tee, you bring back to your cheek, line up the tip of the arrow down at the tennis ball, and then when you're ready, release.
Got it. How about it?
I got it in there.
No.
Solid.
Whoa.
I got it in there. And we always say to aim at the tennis ball first because not everyone is gonna go like right to where the middle is.
Yeah.
Good job.
This is the arrow that I shot. I shot this arrow.
Oh, let me go out of the way here. Hold on.
Your downrange foot, so your right foot.
Yes, so you want this one to come forward.
Yep, and then this one you're going to point down first.
Yep.
Down towards that tree over there.
Perfect. Got it. Perfect.
Just, and then you're gonna make your archer's T. So you're gonna fold your hand out,
yep.
Make a T with your arms.
OMG.
Tuck your.
Hold it. You got it?
Yep. And you're gonna hold it nice and light,
bring
like you're holding an egg.
Okay. It gets heavy, doesn't it?
Because you never want to dry fire a bow. It has nowhere for the force of the string to go, and then it can basically make your bow explode. Yeah.
We're gonna let them actually do it, so we're gonna get to the safety spot.
How do you feel?
Weird.
Archery was a blast, even with the rainy weather rolling in. So now we're headed to the lake to meet Ruth and Craig for a little kayaking.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, we've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.
Boy, where are we headed?
My name is Ruth. I am a stand-up paddle instructor. I am a kayak instructor. And I have been one of the instructors with this organization for 15 plus years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel not worthy next to Ruth. I'm Craig. I joined this program last year. This is my second season. I was originally a customer.
All right.
And came out and had a great experience and actually hit Lindsay up to try to, you know, find my way onto the team. So it's been great.
I love how we have both kind of different ends of the spectrum in a way. So Ruth, when did you originally kind of get started in your love of the outdoors?
Well, I would say I'm a water person. I love the water.
I hope so.
Yeah, there we go. I really got training through Girl Scouts. I was a trainer at Girl Scout camps. I also was a whitewater river guide down the Lehigh River to an organization. And then from there, this program was starting, and it was a very small program, discovery, let's take people out, bring them back, introduce them to kayaking. That's basically how I got into all of this.
Sure. And Craig, I'm assuming you took one of the courses and loved it so much, you're like, can I work for you?
That's part of it. But I actually took kayaking in college, if you can believe it. I took a whitewater kayaking class as far back as college. So I just had a thing about, you know, being outside and boats, and my parents were big on taking us canoeing and fishing and stuff. So and as I became older and an adult, I went to Freeport for a sea kayaking trip with Bean and loved it. Came out here on a couple, nighttime trips and just really wanted to come do it in retirement. It's a retirement thing for me.
What would somebody sort of expect to find on their first class? Walk me through what happened.
Well, what happens, first of all, is we will meet you and greet you and kind of give you an experience of what you expect. Mm-hmm. We will get you the equipment. We would take you out. In the meantime, as a first-time participant, you're going to be looking around. Most of the time, if you're first time, it's kind of nervous.
Sure.
We're the part that kind of lets people know, we got this. We have the safety knowledge, we have the equipment, and we have the knowledge of the lake. And so we're going to have the best trip ever. It is absolutely breathtaking on a beautiful rainy and sunny day. When people come for the first time, they go, what do I wear? And I tell them to dress warmer rather than less. Mm. Because you're going to use up energy and feel warm. Right. But in the beginning, between nerves and just
the breezes that come through, it's nice to have some backup.
The other thing that we do is we try to teach people the basics, orient them to the kayak, to the basic strokes that you need to do to get around the lake. And then when we're out on the water, we're actually, you know, coaching them, giving them feedback about how they're paddling. And the idea is if you like it, you can do more.
What are some of those other maybe common things that you get from beginners?
They all want to know, if I tip over, what happens?
Yeah, I do.
In the very beginning, we get a chance to chat a little bit. If they say, I have no experience and I don't really know much about this, we know that we need to put them at ease. We're right there and we will be right there, especially if we know someone that is a little nervous about it. And we may have people that just need assistance getting in, steadying the boat to get in.
Sure, yeah.
Because more people will tip over on the shoreline because they're just plop themselves in. With people with disabilities, we also are really making sure, like their posture, they're sitting up, not slouching and hurting their back.
Right.
And we do have a launch for handicap or for people that need, it's called an adaptive a launch. Anyone can use it. So if you need a little bit more of assistance, that launch is a great addition, which was like 3 years old.
What about some of those people who are looking for something more serious? When we were talking to Lindsay earlier, she had mentioned like deep sea kayaking, you know. So talk about maybe some of those other types of programs that you offer.
Let's say you're by yourself. I really don't have anything to do, but I'd like to go outdoors. You come here and you're in a group.
Yeah, it sounds like a running club.
It's absolutely. Yeah. So we have everything for you ready to go.
Here on Nakamixon, we do full moon kayaks. So we're out in the dark, you know, we all have lights on and, you know, ideally there's no clouds, so we get to experience a full moon. We do meteor shower kayaks at night. We even did one that went till midnight, I think, this past summer. So. Okay. There's those kinds of opportunities. And those are like, those can be three-hour trips, basically, right? So you're doing a fair amount of paddling. You're going all the way around to the dam.
And then I would imagine there's like some sort of experience kind of level preferred for those.
Whatever we do, we're going to do it safely and competently. So if you feel comfortable coming out as your first time on the water at night like that, we're going to make it work for you.
We take the courses from, some of them are rescue, how to rescue yourself. Rolling, then we're right there to show how to do it safely.
Because that's not something you want, and I'll be honest with you, I've been on like the Lehigh and that's happened. That's not the first time you want to learn how to do it.
No,
it's
right.
The first time it happened.
That's right. Right.
I'm assuming I've been in many different areas. What makes this different and special?
It's just so great. First of all, it's accessible, right? So it's close to a huge population center that can get here in a half hour, 45 minutes. So it's really easy to get here. The bird life on this lake is phenomenal. I mean, I think I had a trip, I think I saw three or four bald eagles. Of course, the egrets and the fish and all the other wildlife that's out there, it's really phenomenal. Again, for being sort of an ex-urban area, right? We're not that far from Philly or New York. I think it's just a gem in that regard, is the wildlife, the nature, the feeling of getting away from the city. And you can do a lot here. You can sail, you can kayak, you can hike. There's a mountain bike course.
Fearing natural and quieter than some of the other lakes. Mm-hmm. Deer will come out down as we do some discovery courses down in Cove.
Also, we're talking all about kayaking, which is one of my favorite things to do, but all the rage is stand-up paddle boards.
All right, let me just tell you. So I'm also a stand-up paddle instructor. L.O. Bean has continuously evolved their programs.
Sure.
So a number of years ago, something called a stand-up paddle board came in. And we were one of the first to have it. And we got three people that first year to venture into stand-up paddling. They were looking at this like, well, what is this?
Yep.
And we had to educate, and then it took off. This is a great stand-up paddle lake because, again, we have the lack of the big motorboats and stuff. So it's peaceful. You can relax, go in the coves. The programs are just like kayaking. Beginner, help you through safely. And then there's all kinds of teaching levels. And if you want to get into the ultimate level, which would be going down the shore and then learning how to surf.
Like surfing on the stand-up paddle. just surfing in general, you mean? Like
it
surfing.
There is
a pipeline to surfing, you're
absolutely
saying. Okay, I understand. So you can learn to surf in the ocean by starting at Lake Nakamiski.
That's exactly it.
I mean, if you were talking to people who are maybe just curious, how would you maybe encourage them to take a look at not only kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, but just any of the programs in general?
It's a very affordable price point, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Come out and try it. You know, there's no downside in my book. I just think there's so much to offer, and there's so many ways to grow and learn.
I'm assuming you would meet a lot of like-minded people or people who are interested in the outdoors.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. We have friend groups that come out time and time again.
There are also people that they'll say, "I don't know how to swim. Can I do this?" Mm-hmm. And we go, "Oh, absolutely. We got it. We're a PFD. We got you. You have people, relatives coming in. What are we going to do today? Let's go do this. Yeah. Let's do archery. Let's do mapping. Let's go do something by the lake." And kids just jump into these activities, and we're right there to help.
So if a family group said, "Hey, we're having our family reunion and we want to do something,"
all right,
call Lindsay and we'll put a program together. It could
it's
be archery.
It's a lot easier than getting
all
the kayaks together, right?
Exactly.
And use yours.
And
that's
it doesn't
exactly
have to be just
right.
one thing. It could be come out and we're going to, you know, 20 of us are going to sup and kayak that's at the same time. If you had a family that had a wide range of abilities, right?
Right.
And sizes,
right?
Yeah, sure.
The least able and the most able are going to be able to be together and have a great experience. And again, when you're done, you go home, you leave all the stuff, we take care of it, it's maintained, it's put away. Yeah.
The fact that we look like drowned rats.
Yeah, what's up with your hair, Liz? Come
what
on.
Is it? What is it with his hair?
Sounds simple, right? Yeah. I'm refreshed. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Stay dry. No, yeah. Oh my God. You gotta give that hoodie back too.
No, no.
You gotta take this off. We got stuff in the car.
No.
Let's throw us in there. Go, Johnny, go. Thanks for coming with us to Lake Nakamiksen as we toured the L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Program on a somewhat rainy, but you know what? I think it made it much better day. We had a lot of fun, and you should check out a lot of these programs that are going on throughout the summer. If you're interested in getting on the water, if you get on the water, you're just looking for other people. If you're looking for something a little bit more serious, if you're learning how to shoot a bow and arrow, if you want to teach your friends or, you know, your family and stuff, or if you just want to enjoy the beautiful Lake Nakamiksen, you can do that as well. So we'll see you next time.
Wow.